Soundstripe.
What's up, you guys? Welcome to That's Relatable. My name is Brooke, and I love to get on this platform and talk to you guys about my insecurities, my struggles, things that I've done and learned to grow. And I like to talk those over and share those with you guys in an attempt to bring comfort and encouragement to maybe those of you who have gone through the same thing. So I am so singing excited to be on this episode. To be quite honest, like, I have nothing laid out in front of me except for my Bible, to be quite honest, because I was just going through like one of my daily readings that I try to do. And I'm getting smacked over the face with like so much that's coming into my brain right now that honestly, I feel like I'm doing a disservice if I don't just at least somehow bring light to it. And it's over this really common struggle of mine that I am like knee deep in right now, you guys. And it is the struggle of like just being fearful, I guess. I don't even know if fearful is the right word, but like let me put it right out there. I am like terrified of making myself look stupid. I'm terrified of, you know, as much as I say I love all of my goals and I have these goals and I really want to achieve different things in life, like there is a little sneaky voice in the back of my mind that's telling me like, oh my gosh, you look so stupid. Don't even try. You're not even going to make it. Like, oh my gosh, you're embarrassing yourself. And that's exactly what I'm targeting today with this episode, to try and bring you guys some comfort and maybe some aha moments that can pull you out of that kind of mindset. That's a really gross, disgusting, self-sabotaging just like mindset to have. And like I said, it's so quiet and it's so sneaky and it just like pops into your mind when you're not even really paying attention. And it's something that I wrestle with every single day, and every single day I have to address it and kind of put it in its place and get rid of it, because truth be told, there's no room for that sort of voice and that sort of just like debilitating like self-esteem, I guess. There's no room for that in growth. And so I'm going to take you right into basically what I was reading today. Side note, if you have not watched The Chosen, like, I need to be careful with how much I talk about it, just because I understand, for those of you who don't know, The Chosen is a, it's a TV show, it's a TV series that is based off of Jesus's life, basically. And so it's a show, and there are parts of it that are not in the Bible, so I have to be really careful when I talk about that. Like, don't watch a show and think like that's the Bible, like fully trust in that and believe in that. But it does an insanely great job of connecting dots. If you're like me, like, I would try to read the Bible in the past and be like, dude, I don't know who freaking Matthew is. I don't care because I don't know, and it just didn't make sense, and the words are confusing when you try to read the Bible. It's like I had zero interest because it was so way over my head. Like, I would go into it trying to find value, but I was not leaving with anything because I was so just confused and like, I don't literally know what I'm reading in the first place. So, side note, The Chosen, it is incredible for the sake of at least just connecting like characteristics to certain disciples. Like, if you watch the show, one of my favorite characters is Matthew, and you get to see how he was a tax collector prior to becoming a disciple, and you get the full grasp of what does it even mean to be a tax collector and why did people not like him. And same thing with Simon to Peter then later, but like all of these connections that I'm even able to talk about right now, had zero idea or zero capability to understand prior to watching The Chosen. So that's my little plug for The Chosen, I guess. If you have not watched it and you're just at least even interested in just like, maybe it's not even for the sake of like growing in faith or anything, but you're just interested to know like who were these people, the characteristics of them, and you need a little perspective, that is a freaking awesome source that you could kind of go to. But again, understanding that it's not 100% accurate with the Bible, so obviously be careful with that. And I've had to go through and do Google searches. My husband and I will sit and be like, wait, did this actually happen? And so we'll have to go through and kind of Google search as we go. But long story short, it does a great job of depicting what really does happen, or really did happen in the Bible. So anyways, I have since then started working myself through the New Testament. And I go really, really slowly because, to be quite honest, like, one, I'm not in any rush. And two, I'm finding that the value of reading the Bible comes not from trying to read it fast and like there's different challenges where people are like, I'm going to read the Bible in a year, and that's great, and that's awesome. And it's, I mean, awesome to try and get through the word, and I'm sure you obviously can learn from it. But for me, I am a slow reader. I have to take a second to digest. If you look through any of my notebooks, any of my Bibles, anything that I have, even since I was like a student in high school, like I write everything down. It's just the way my brain processes things. It's the way I understand things better. And so I have got to write and then reread it and then write it again. And just like any connections I make in my brain, I have to physically put it on paper. And then maybe it's a placebo effect or something, but when I write it down, it makes me feel like I really truly grasp it. So anyways, I have been taking my sweet old time working through the New Testament. And today my reading was at the end of Matthew. I'm about done with Matthew now, but Matthew 25, starting at verse 14. Verse 14 through, what was it? I don't even remember. 14 through 30. It is the parable of the talents is what it's called. And side note, when it talks about talents, I'm looking literally at my Bible right now, and a talent, it says, was a monetary unit worth about 20 years' wages of labor. So when I go through and I talk about these talents, like I'm reading out of scripture, when I talk about the talents, it's not like the talents that we would say, like, I'm really good at doing this and this and this. It's a monetary figure that they're talking about or referring to. So anyways, it's this parable about the talents, and basically it says that there's a guy, he's going on a journey, and so he calls his servants over to his property to whatever, take care of it, and he entrusts them with talents. He says to one of the servants, he gave five talents, so five monetary figures, basically. And then to another servant, he gave two, and then to another servant, he gave one, and so on and so forth, and he kind of split up all these monetary figures. And I'm paraphrasing this, so please don't listen to this and think I'm reading directly out of the Bible. I'm trying to make it accurate, but also paraphrase it so I don't have to sit here and just read you guys. But basically, when he was gone, the master was gone, the servant with five talents went, and he it said he traded them in, and he made five more talents. So he gained based off of what he was given. Same thing with the servant who was given two talents, two monetary figures. He went and he traded them in, and somehow he made two more talents. And so you see with the first two servants, they're taking what they have and they're using it, and they're profiting off of it, and they're making more based off of it. Whereas the last servant, he was given one talent, and instead of going through and trading it and making anything off of it, he goes and he buries it. Let me see. I want to find this because I really, really like what it said here. Oh yeah, right here. He who received the one talent went and dug into the ground and hid his master's money. And so when the master came back, the first servant says, here's, you gave me five talents, I made five more. And the master said, well done, good and faithful servant. You've been faithful over a little, blah, blah, blah. And then the same thing with the second servant. He says, you gave me two, I made two more. And so he says the same thing. You have been faithful over a little, I'll give you, I will set you over much more. So basically, yeah. And then, sorry guys, I'm trying to read while also talking. I should have like wrote this 10 times bigger because I'm blind apparently. but then he goes to the servant who only had one talent. And the servant tells him, he says, Master, I knew you to be a hard man, reaping where you did not sow and gathering where you scattered no seed. So I was afraid, and I went and hid your talent in the ground. Here, you have what's yours. But the master answered him, you wicked and slothful servant. You know that I reap where I have not sown and gather where I scatter no seed. Then you ought to have invested my money with the bankers, and at my coming should have received, I should have received what was my own with interest. So basically he's scolding this last servant because the servant was given something and he made nothing off of it because he was afraid. Like that's what he said. I was afraid and I went and hid your talent in the ground. And guys, that was God slapping me over the face saying, dude, like same thing. They're talking about a monetary figure in this passage where again, a talent means like, I think it said 20, monetary unit, about 20 worth 20 years of wages. Okay, well, in my perspective of things, I'm so pumped up. I need to like take it down a notch and speak clear like a human. So bear with me, guys. But in my perspective, I'm talking like actual talents, like God giving gifts that we have been given, right? We have been entrusted with these gifts that we are told to go and make something off of it. But here I am being like the last servant and being like, well, I'm too scared. Like I'm scared. I'm embarrassed. I'm cringy. Like I don't want to have to fail. Like instead I'm hiding it to myself because I'm too fearful of what other people will think. And this, you guys, was the smack in the face that I needed. And I hope it's something that you guys need to hear too, because realistically, we do this all the time. And I will say it time and time again, like social media does not help with this at all. When you go on social media and you look at what other people are doing, you're seeing the highlight reels of their life. You're seeing their successes, their achievements, things that they're proud of. And so because everyone is so on a pedestal in our minds and on the internet, we unintentionally, maybe subconsciously, take our value and we diminish it in our minds. We lose our value. We lose our abilities. We lose the talents that we think we have. We convince ourselves that we don't actually have them. And this has been a struggle of mine for so long. And I feel like if you know me really well, you can kind of scroll through my social media and you can see the, like the ebbs and flows of this emotion, because I will go through spurts where I'm like, no, Brooke, like you were given these talents. You were a people person. You're supposed to talk. You're supposed to bring joy. You're supposed to be confident and hopefully inspire people. Like you were given that for a reason. Like let's live with that. And then I'll hit a roadblock and be like, oh my gosh, I'm so embarrassed. I'm cringy. And this is disgusting. But you guys, that's what growth looks like. And I think this is such an awesome realization, because once we come to that, to the understanding of, no, like we have to struggle to grow, it's a game changer. It's an absolute game changer. And so another way to think of this is, if you look at the best athlete in the world, right? So I'm a freaking MJ fan, not even gonna lie, love him. Go watch The Last Dance if you haven't seen it before, it's amazing. Anyways, so we look at Michael Jordan, sports people, hopefully this is like gonna make sense to you. And he's amazing, right? He's like the GOAT. He's the best of all time. He's awesome. But it's because we've seen how well he has performed, right? We've been able to witness that. But what we haven't seen is that what we've only heard of, if you are like a Michael Jordan junkie or you've maybe watched interviews or something, is that he was not a good basketball player as a high school student. And I think, I wish Mike was awake right now, he would correct me on it, but I think like he was, didn't even make JV, or he definitely didn't make varsity as a high school student. And so my point in saying that is, you have got to fail in order to achieve some really stinking awesome things in your life. And it's this little phrase that I've started to kind of think in my head whenever I get really like antsy, or like I start really picking myself apart, that sneaky little voice comes back in my head, like, fail forward. You have got to embrace the failures, embrace the cringiness, embrace the, oh my gosh, I can't believe I'm doing this embarrassment, because that's how you grow. And the way that I look at it, it sucks, but there's no way around it, is you have got to go directly through those experiences and those feelings of cringiness and embarrassment and, oh my gosh, what am I doing? This is like failure kind of things. You have to go directly through them in order to achieve your goals. There is no way around it. So you're either going to get comfortable with never achieving your goals and never displaying your God-given gifts, or you're going to go directly through those cringy feelings and the awkwardness and the failures, and you're going to achieve some really freaking awesome things. But we can't be like that last servant who is given a talent and decides to be fearful, so we hide it within ourselves. Guys, that's not what we were meant to do, right? So every single person, don't care where you are, your characteristics, your favor, whatever, your hobbies, that's what I'm trying to say. It does not matter. You were given some sort of God-given gift, some sort of passion, something that you just are naturally drawn to that really excites you. That's there for a reason. Act on it. Act on it with clarity. I mean, obviously, I'm going to be like, pray about it and all the things. Like, that's obviously, I hope you guys know that goes without being said in my opinions. But really, you guys, like, there's a pull in that direction for a reason. And we are supposed to act on it. And so even as if it's something as, I don't know, as simple as just like, you feel like you're a helper, you want to donate time to the community, okay, you need to go do that. Like, don't be scared of being like, oh, I don't know what I'm doing or where I should start. Well, find a way to start. I have horrible examples right now. I can't think of anything. But I just know that we all have some sort of specific passion, specific gift that we are told to act on. And as much as we want to hide away, and instead of addressing those feelings of embarrassment and cringiness and fearfulness, like as much as we want to hide away from those and avoid them because they make us feel so uncomfortable and grimy and weird. Like, I feel like a freaking weirdo 90% of the time when I post stuff on social media, and I'm still like figuring it out. But I know, sounds cheesy, sounds cliche, I'm here to like give people love and encouragement and hopefully some sort of confidence and inspiration to do things that they want to do, things that they have set in their mind as goals, and just to encourage people and to love people. Like, it's such a broad thing, but it's what I'm meant to do. And so that takes being a little bit of, or that takes a little bit of boldness and being able to kind of put myself out there. And I'm naturally extroverted, I think, but I really, really have those like insecurities that play a part of me that are just like vicious little like attacks, I feel like, that try to hold me back from doing what I'm supposed to be doing, which is, again, just loving and encouraging and bringing joy to people. Like, that is truly what I feel like I'm supposed to do. I hope to do that with my students in my classroom. Like, I obviously am there to teach math, and I know not everybody's a math person, but my whole point as a teacher is to, aside from academics, like make every single person feel loved and seen and cared for, and to just somehow just be a source of love for them. And I try to do that in every platform that I can. And again, it comes with being bold and extroverted, and sometimes it's really, really hard to do that. And sometimes I want to hide away because I feel like a cringy little weirdo. But guess what? Like, those are my own insecurities coming at me. And even if people think that, like, it's really okay. Like, truly, my heart of heart, it's okay, because I know I'm just trying to figure out how to get from where I'm at now to where God has intended me to be. And so I can look at these cringy, weird sort of just like embarrassing moments, and I can use them as learning points and as ways to further myself down the road, instead of being like, oh my gosh, I'm going to hide away and like live under a rock now. And so really, if you can switch your mindset and say, instead of saying like, oh, I want to avoid every cringy, embarrassing failure in my life and just stay stagnant, if you can look at those moments as like opportunities for growth, it makes them a little more bearable. Makes you still a little embarrassed, but more bearable in the sense that, okay, this is one way for me to grow. This is how I get from step A to step B. And you guys, that is the most exciting thing in the whole freaking world. Like, to be able to make that switch. And now I can confidently say, like, truly, when I start feeling weird and like, oh, I'm failing and things are weird, like, that is opening the door for God to move. And so I'm freaking pumped. Okay, dude, where are you at? Because I know you're going to come in here somewhere and help me. I don't know, you guys. I just feel like it's super stinking important to realize that God is not ever going to call us to a place where it's comfortable. Like, he's not going to make things super easy for you, because then it defeats the purpose of you having to lean on him and to come to know him. And so if you're dealing with these things where you're trying to pursue a goal, but you're getting in your own way and things are tough and you don't know what moves to make and you're embarrassed and you're wanting to just hide away. Well, guys, guess what? That's all there for a reason. Like, that's the growth right there. That's the good part. That's the fun part. Because when you get through that, you're going to look back someday and be like, oh my gosh, like, remember how bad I felt and remember how tough that was. And look at me now. I don't know. That's where I'm at right now. I'm speaking like 500 words a second, I feel like. But I think, again, if you can grasp onto that thought that like, God's not going to call you somewhere that's easy. Because then again, if it's easy for you, what incentive is there for you to come to know him or rely on him at all? Like, there's not. And he wants you to be dependent on him. He wants you to come to know him. He's going to use every sort of obstacle and adventure in your life as a means to get you closer to him. So I think when we're uncomfortable, it's a good thing. When we're uncomfortable, that's the time to act. And hopefully this could give you a little bit of encouragement, or maybe even just like, I don't know, just build up your guts a little bit. Like, we got to be a little gutsy. We got to go and really try to achieve things that we want to do while we have the chance. Because again, I'm like out of breath, you guys. This is insane. You need to calm down here. But again, I think one of the most terrifying feelings I personally deal with is this idea that if I get all the way to the end of my life, like, hopefully it's a long one. By the grace of God, it's going to be a long life. And if I get all the way to the end of my life and I look back and think, oh my gosh, like, I did not do any of the goals that I wanted to. I was scared the whole time. I let fear win. The idea or the thought of letting fear win and regret win is enough to make me like, oh, heck no, today's the day, we got to move. And that's what lights me on fire. And you guys, I really hope you just take a second to like think about that. Really picture that in your life. You get all the way to the end of your life. And not to say you live a bad one. Maybe you lived a good one and it was mediocre, but you still had gas in the tank. Man, that's what gets my butt on fire and it makes me start going. Because as cliche as it is, like, I don't know how many of you guys are parents or who can relate to this in the sense of having kids, but something about having kids really puts into perspective how incredibly fast the days go. And it's a very common saying. Of course, you guys have heard it before. The days are long, but the years are short. And holy freaking crap, that has smacked me over the face repeatedly in the last several years since having my kids. And if I guess it's just kind of made me think, if not now, then when, you guys? When? Like, we can't be like that servant who is literally, again, literally our talents, our God-given talents. We can't be hiding them and keeping them to ourselves. That's not what we're intended to do. We're supposed to be like the first two servants who had those talents, used them, made something out of them, and was able to present them back to God as like a gift, saying, hey, you gave me a gift. I'm gifting this back to you. Look what I did with what you gave me. And that's freaking awesome. And that's absolutely incredible. And that's what lights me on fire. So I don't know. I hope you guys can relate to what I'm saying. And I apologize that I was running through this like a crazy person and stumbling over words and getting sidetracked. I felt like this, to be quite honest, this was something that needed to be said, and hopefully something that you guys could use as some motivation or some source of growth. I was not intending to do an episode tonight, to be quite honest. I am pretty well ready for bed, actually. But I was trying to sneak in one little bit of reading today, and yeah, it's safe to say I feel like God moved, and I hope that you guys can kind of benefit from that movement as well. And just freaking hype yourself up, you guys. If I'm going to leave you with anything before I'm done with this episode, like, freaking hype yourself up. Look at yourself in the mirror. It's going to feel weird. I've said it before on previous episodes. I'll say it again. Look at yourself and freaking compliment yourself. It is not that hard to do. You have really freaking cool things about you, and you don't need to make that small because everybody else seems bigger in your mind. Stop putting people on a pedestal. Okay. There's not a hierarchy of people here. Like, maybe in society it seems like that, because I guess there is, but in the grand scheme of things, when we're all dead and gone, the hierarchy doesn't matter. So stop putting people on a pedestal and putting yourself lower. It's not true. It is absolutely not true. You have really freaking cool things about yourself, and you need to be able to recognize them. And it's not a thing of arrogance. It's not a thing of being cocky and rude about it. It's a thing of being proud of yourself and confident in who God has created you to be. There's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with that. But you know what is wrong? Is looking at yourself and diminishing. Yeah, well, absolutely diminishing or devaluing yourself out of just like fear and embarrassment and just thinking that your self-worth is nothing. I feel like maybe I'm wrong in saying this, but in my own personal experience, I feel like I have always kind of made myself smaller because I never wanted to come off as cocky and rude and arrogant and like I'm all that. And it's just disgusting. Like, that's not my vibe. And I hope I never give that off. But in doing that, I went to the total opposite end of the spectrum where I was completely like not giving myself any credit. And if I would think a nice thing about myself, I'd be like, oh my gosh, that's embarrassing. Like you sound snooty. And now I'm to the point as an adult where I'm like, no, that's not snooty, because I love myself and because I'm proud of things that I am able to do and things that I'm capable of doing. It's just being able to appreciate what God has blessed me with. And that is not wrong. So truly, I want you guys to go to the freaking mirror, find your freaking, your camera, get your camera on your phone and feel like a weirdo for a second. Just you by yourself. No one's around. No one's going to make fun of you. And give yourself a freaking compliment. Give yourself three. Give yourself five. Because there are way more things to compliment you for than what you're doing. I hope you guys hype yourself up. I hope you guys hype yourself up. I hope you guys recognize what gifts you've been given. And I hope you freaking act on them. I really stinking do. Because like I said, if you can go directly through the failures, the cringiness, the embarrassment, and let it roll off your back. Don't let it keep you up at night. Who literally cares? Here's another thought process. You're the main character in your own story. No one else is looking at you like the main character. Sorry, is that mean? I don't think it is. But truly, we are putting way more pressure on ourselves than anybody else's. We are our biggest self-critic. We pick ourselves apart the most. So if we can just chill the crap out for a second, give yourself some grace and know that you're learning every step of the way, that's where progress is made. But don't beat yourself up about stupid little things, and don't hide your talents because they were given to you for a reason. So on that note, I will stop screaming at you guys and talking so, so fast. And I'll let you guys go. But hopefully that's just some food for thought and you guys can really find some encouragement with that. I know I did tonight. And I hope I was able to relay that onto you guys too. So thank you guys so much for listening. I love you guys to pieces. You really are the freaking best. And we'll do this again next time. Okay.